We do have a message of the week, getting your advice, not ours, so we put it on our socials. Foch and Sarah, my husband and I have a running disagreement for several weeks since our 11-year-old son started playing on his Park District basketball team. Whenever my son and husband play basketball together, my husband always wins. I asked my husband about allowing our son to win a game or two. He refuses to allow him win and says the only way he will get better is if he learns from his mistakes and losses. He says allowing him to win isn't fair because that's not how real life works. I disagree and think my husband should allow our son to win sometimes to boost his confidence. Who's right, me or my husband? So 8629-965, or I know we've already had quite a bit of feedback on our socials as well.
Yeah, which we love. You guys may find this hard to believe, but I'm actually pretty, I'm the disciplinarian of Tingy. I'm harder on Tingy than his daddy is, okay? I like to spoil him too, but it's very important to me to teach him life lessons because I don't want him to be that kid that no one wants to be around, right? Even though he still might be. But I don't let him win anything. If he wins it, last night we played Chinese checkers, for example, and I was really trying.
Well, that's because you're a sore loser.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm horrible at this game. But he's very good at
it. So what you're trying to say is he's really bad if you're horrible at it.
No, he won.
Oh, he won. Okay.
He legitimately won last night.
You don't have to worry about letting him win.
But you know why he legitimately won? Is because all these years of him, you know, me not letting him win, so he's got to try harder. Okay, I didn't win that one. I got to think differently next time. Or I got to do better next time. Or, you know, I'm not going to tell people how you should raise your kids. I'm just saying that I think it's better for them to honestly win a game and earn it and us not hand it to them. And he will even ask me to
let
him.
What game is this again?
Well, last night it was Chinese checkers.
All right. So I think we're talking about like a physical game where you're an adult, where you have an advantage.
Yeah,
like a dad has an advantage over his 11-year-old son playing basketball.
Well, I mean, even a mental advantage. I mean, I should have an advantage over him for
Chinese
checkers.
Well, now, Sarah, that's not saying
much.
Don't. Come on now.
But the point is the same with that. I mean, he's learning skills anyways playing basketball with his daddy, okay? But you don't want him to think that, you know, he doesn't have to earn a win. So I think you shouldn't. Me personally, I do not let Tingy win. Even on Guess Who, I don't care how small it is, Scrabble, Monopoly Junior, I don't let him win. He's got to earn. He's got to win himself.
Okay, so I haven't seen any of the comments yet, but I'm guessing a lot of people will say, well, don't keep score. That's what I'm going to guess. A lot of people will say, well, don't keep score. Just be a practice. Like, you don't have to do the score. However, there becomes a certain age. And I remember this. When I was playing Little League, all the coaches made a point to not keep track of our average home runs and RBIs. And there became an age where, and I remember this as a kid, and that's the only way I can share because I'm not a parent.
Yeah.
So I remember this as a kid, and I'm like, okay, look, we play baseball games like video games. Like, we're all into averages. We're watching the St. Louis Cardinals every day. We're all into their numbers. How many home runs did they hit? What are their RBIs? What's their batting average? There comes a time where you're like, dude, I want this. So I'm just for future arguments where people are like, well, don't keep score, just do a practice. I think it comes to a certain age, and I would imagine 11 would definitely be the age where you do have to start kind of keeping score.
Yeah.
So I do understand kind of like, hey, dude, you don't want to keep on beating him because then if he loses, then he's going to lose interest. However, there is a fine line between teaching winning and losing. One of the best baseball teams I've ever been on, I think I was around 10, I don't know, 12, something like that. We had I think we won one game, but we played our ass off.
Well,
like,
yeah.
We were good. Like, we only had like one or two errors a game, and we were just up against really a year older than us kids. And they had excellent pitching, and they were just outstanding. They were bigger than us. They were taller than us.
But you guys didn't lose interest in it because you kept losing. I think it almost fuels you more. I think sometimes winning teams, they get, just to your example, they get lazy. They think, oh, you know, we're this good. We don't have to give it 100%. But those the kids that lose the games all the time, they play their little hearts out, you know? And so I'm not... I think that it's not that they're going to be disinterested. I think it's going to fuel them more. They're going to work even harder.
All right. So what do you guys think? 8629965. Should this dad allow his son to start winning when they play basketball games? Or you can hit us up on our socials. We've got Cardi B and Bruno now. It's Power 96.5.